Public speakers are often warned to keep their comments brief. Long-windedness can bore an audience, or even worse, it might kill you. The story of how that happened to one man is today's edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Get the best cut faster. Get an Exmark.
It takes the right tools to keep your farm running efficiently, so why would you settle for anything else with your mowing equipment? More and more farmers are stepping up to the brand more landscape professionals choose. They're using Exmark. Purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand by landscape mowing professionals. Trust your farm's mowing needs to Exmark. It's a better cut, faster, and it's commercial grade, so it just may be the last mower you ever need. Text Exmark to 283-342 or go to Exmark.com for special offers going on now and to find your local Exmark dealer.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in the Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
This president was born to Benjamin Harrison V in what today is a home on Malcolm Jameson's farm.
The second son, because he didn't inherit, always the first son inherited everything, went out to the Northwest and became a soldier and fought in the Indian campaigns out there. And he was William Henry Harrison, old Tippecanoe, and was a famous general in the Indian campaigns in the Northwest.
Harrison won the election of 1840. His neighbor John Tyler became vice president. He returned here to write his inaugural address. A speech that turned deadly.
He came back and he wrote his inaugural address in the room where he was born. Evidently, he wrote a bit too long because he ended up at his inauguration. It was a cold, wintry day, and he stood out in an hour and a half and gave this long speech, and he was proud of being a soldier. He didn't wear a hat or heavy coat, and he contracted pneumonia and then ended up dying a month later from it.
Although the long speech did Harrison in, Jameson said it wasn't that unusual for the time period to make such long-winded remarks.
They were great on speechification back then. They'd made these long talks, and sometimes the lack of substances was covered over with the amount of words, but they were great on giving these long talks. They said he fought the whole Indian campaign again out there on the steps of the Capitol.
Jameson still farms the land on the old plantation, and the home is open to visitors to explore its presidential history. Traveling the countryside in Charles City, Virginia, I'm Andrew McRae.